Hey everyone, so welcome to my presentation. So I'm Zheng Yizhou from Duke University, and today I will present my work with Theo Benson from Brown University. And our work is composing SDN controller enhancements with MoSAT. So SDN has already been employed in the many production networks. So for example, Google has already deployed SDN in everywhere in their network. And it is reported that by the year of 2026, the estimated value of SDN can be over $60 billion. So today, in my presentation, I will tell you a huge secret of the SDN deployment. And also, we will think of how to systematically think of the SDNs as a whole. So here is the roadmap of today's presentation. So we are first going to the background section. So let's take a look at this SDN architecture. So basically, SDN extracts the control logic from the network and forming the control plane, which sits upon the underlying network. The control plane and the data plane communicates with the protocols such as OpenFlow protocol. And there can be multiple SDN applications upon the SDN controller. So for example, in this figure, we can see that there are two OpenFlow rules sent from the SDN controller to the network. Here, we can see a case study of Hedera. So basically, Hedera is an SDN application. So it is a load balancer that aiming to improve the data center efficiency. So Hedera will find the elephant flows from the network based on the statistics it collected from the network. Also, it will try to load balance these detected elephant flows by configuring the new passes into the network. So installed flows into the network requires the TCAM resources in the switch. The TCAM resource is pretty scarce in the switch. However, the SDN application will not care about such hardware resources. It just assumes that such hardware resources is unlimited here. So in order to allow the SDN applications to safely make this assumption, the community has proposed several optimizations for it. For example, in this example, we can see that originally there are two OpenFlow rules should be installed in the network. However, after the optimization, these two rules are merged into one merged rule. For example, when these two rules contain the wildcard matching, they can be merged into this one rule with a broader wildcard. Okay, so let's go back to the SDN architecture and to see that how this optimization fit into the architecture. The optimizer or the SDN enhancements will be set between the SDN apps or the control plane and the network. So here we can see that after introducing these SDN enhancements, these two individual rules are merged into one rule. So that the control plane is further split into two parts. One part is for the functionality, which is the SDN applications, and another part is for the optimization, which is the SDN enhancements. Today, the presentation will mainly for to look into the impact of the SDN enhancements or after introducing this optimization. So in order to get a deeper understanding of how the SDN apps and the SDN enhancements work together, we list several sample SDN enhancements and the assumptions that the SDN apps made to the network. For example, this example shows that the header example just now. So including it is called the TCAM optimizer, which is an SDN enhancement. And the SDN application will assume that there are infinite hardware resources. Other things, other enhancements, such as include the consistent update and the fault tolerance pass. So more results can be found in the paper. So here, the huge secret comes from this optimization, the SDN enhancements. So by introducing it into the SDN architecture, something may happen here. So that's the whole secret of this presentation. So let's go back to the header example. This figure shows the bandwidth usage after or before or after applying header into the network. So we can see from the first red bar, is the bandwidth usage without either the header or the TKM optimizer. And from the second red bar, we can find that after deploying header onto the network, the bandwidth usage is indeed improved significantly. However, from the third bar, we can find that after also, if we also deploy the TKM optimizer onto the network, all the benefits introduced by the header disappears. So we explain here is that, firstly, when there are two individual rules, the original rules generated by the SDN applications, header is able to find the elephant flows. However, after these two rules are merged together as one rule, header cannot get the correct traffic metrics, which is necessary for it to find the elephant flows. So after the rules are merged, header fails to find these elephant flows, so that header is not effective as before. So in this example, we find that the introducing of the SDN enhancements, actually sometimes it gets lost of the benefits introduced by the SDN applications. In the literature, there are mainly two categories of works aiming to have multiple instances work together in the SDN world. The first kind of work have a composer which takes all the input and output to or from the SDN applications. However, such composers ignores the SDN enhancements, so it does not incorporate the SDN enhancements into the architecture. Another approach is that a novel interface can be introduced between the SDN applications and the SDN enhancements. However, this novel interface is predefined, so that it requires the developer to understand all the SDN enhancements, and thus it is not scalable. So in this paper, we try to answer this research question that is still remain not well understood. That is, what abstractions are required to systematically include the SDN enhancements into the SDN ecosystem? So now we come to the second part of our roadmap, the design of Mozart. So firstly, let's look into another story. This is totally dependent from the SDN world, which is a compiler optimization. This is a classical compiler optimization. So basically, a compiler takes the input source code written in C or Java and outputs the machine code, such as x86. And an optimizer sits between the front end and the back end. The operator can specify the flags by himself to indicate that which kind of optimization is preferred and which ones are not. So inspired by the design of the compiler optimization, we have the analogy of the into the net SDN world from the compiler context. So basically, Mozart treats the rules generated from, the apps will generate the OpenFlow rules, and they can collect these rules as a transaction before sending these rules into the SDN enhancements. And Mozart will take care of the SDN enhancements. So before this transaction are sent to the SDN enhancements, similar to the compiler optimization flag, the operator can also specify the SDN flag to Mozart. So previously, we do not have this counterpart regarding to the compiler optimization flag. So finally, the Mozart orchestrator will ensure that the optimization only happens without violating this predefined SDN flags. And the rules generated by the SDN applications will only be compiled to the low-level network messages with respect to the predefined SDN flags. Okay, so let's go back to the header example just now. So remind that header works well for the when there are two individual rules, but it fails when the two rules are merged together as one rule. So by applying Mozart on it, the application can specify the flags in the transaction. So either one flag for each message or a global flag for the entire transaction. And both the transaction from the application and the optimization from the SDN enhancements are sent to the Mozart orchestrator. This orchestrator will check for a checker to ensure that the predefined SDN flags are not violated. So in the header example, we can define the flag called IO flag to disallow the row merging here. So that the rules, we will still have two individual rules without merging them, so that header can work as normal. Okay, so we further dissecting the design space of the SDN flags. So we first look into the open flow messages. So basically, an open flow rule meaning contains two functional fields, including the match and action. So both of them can be optimized. And also, the order of the open flow rules can also be optimized. And their location, the location of these rules to be installed in the network. So for the match, we have the IO flag, which will disallow the row merging. And similarly, we have the AD flag, which protects the action field. And for order, we have the PF flag. And for location, we have a LS flag. So more results can also be found in the paper. So finally, we went to the evaluation part. The evaluation of Mozart is built upon the MiniNet simulator. And we are using the fat tree topology to test it. We implemented our prototype on two kind of controllers. One is the flow light and another is the real. Also, we have tested it with two kinds of workloads, including one from realistic data center networks. And another is a synthetic workload, including both the best case and the worst case. For the evaluation, we aim to answer a list of questions. So in this presentation, we will only focus on two of them. Basically, the performance of Mozart, so how much it can improve the performance, and the overhead of Mozart. The other questions and the results can be also found in the paper. So this figure shows the similar bandwidth usage for Mozart after applying Mozart. So we can see that after deploying Mozart on a proactive SDN application, which is Hedera, we can reintroduce the benefits of Hedera even if we enable and include the SDN enhancements in the architecture. So basically in this example, Mozart saves around 24.8% reduction in the bandwidth usage. And this figure shows the overhead of Mozart. It is the relative latency before or after deploying Mozart onto the network. We can find that regarding to the number of SDN extensions, Note that the overhead is sublinear, and it only counts for 1.58% to the latency. Okay, finally, here's our conclusion here. So we found that, firstly, we found that the SDN, current SDN controller architecture is ear-equipped, and it cannot support both SDN apps and the SDN enhancements to work together. And we designed the Mozart interface, which allows for a systematic and the principled inclusion of the SDN enhancements into the SDN ecosystem. And we hope that our work can begin some broader conversations on the optimizations for the programming data plane as well. Okay, thank you. So any questions?
Mr. Speaker, we have several minutes for questions.
Great talk. Just curious, like moving forward, do you think all these optimizations and knowledge of what flags to use, is that going to continue like at the SDN application like level, or is there any opportunity to push this down lower? Like I'm thinking like, is the right thing, the right abstraction, compiler flags like you used, or like database queries where like, you know, a database optimizes, like is knowledgeable of like performance trade-offs.
So if I understand correctly, are you saying that is the SDN enhancement can be merged into the SDN apps?
Say it again, sorry.
Sorry, are you asking that SDN enhancement can be merged into SDN apps in the architecture?
Yeah, I think I was asking it the other way around. Like you had the TKM optimizer,
yes. Right,
which seemed to be completely, it didn't seem to know anything about like the how its optimizations would impact the resulting performance. I was wondering if it's possible to make that smarter in some way.
Yeah, but the thing is that the SDN enhancement itself will not generate any open flow rules. So it only takes the input from the SDN applications and try to do some optimization for it. So the community, there are several works, many works in the community literature to get this optimization as modularized. So they want to enable the innovation for the optimization. So as I said, so the control plane is further divided into two parts. One part is for functionality and another part is for optimization. So if you merge them together, that means this part should generate the open flow rules by itself. So this is a totally different from an optimizer.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
But we can chat more offline.
Okay.
Thanks.
More questions? Just to maybe, I think, rephrase this question. So I guess, like, how easy is it to specify those SDN flags, right? So as an analogy, if you have these database systems, right, you have optimizers, you can specify all kinds of flags. Normally, it's not easy to specify them, right? Because it requires expert knowledge to really know which flags work when, right? How easy would it be to specify flags here?
Okay, so this flag is mainly specified by the SDN app developer. So the developer must know that what his app is doing here. So remind that this is the analogy of the compiler optimization. And for that optimization, it is still the developer himself to define the flags. So it is not hard to define this flag because we see that in the design space it's not too large. So if it has a well understand of the code, what is the app doing, so it should be hard to define these flags.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, one more question.
So just trying to understand that. So is there overlap between your work and P4? Because P4 is trying to do this similar kind of thing though, isn't it?
P4 is on data plan, so this is on control plan.
Oh, so you're working at the control plane level?
Yeah, this is on control plane. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in the conclusion, I see that we want to open some conversations on the optimizations on the programming data plane as well. Yeah.
We have time for one more question while the following speaker can come and set it up. No questions? Okay. Let's thank the speaker again.